So that's some of the tech stuff.
What's the third one? Oh, yeah. We know this one.
Yeah, Nicholas Carr. We've talked about this. This guy wrote a book, an article called Is Google Making Us Stupid that got a lot of press. We've used it in presentations. We've used it in podcasts. And the hypothesis is that the way you navigate and read things on the internet is not like book learning and book reading.
It's not deep vertical absorption.
Right.
It's horizontal.
And it's spottier, right?
Vapid absorption.
And it's basically his argument that just because we have this library of information doesn't mean that we're using it to make us smarter.
Well, he was saying that it's so revolutionized how we learn by the access we have to information that it's changing our brains. We're being cognitively restructured.
I believe that to a certain degree.
Oh, I do too, man. My attention has decreased spectacularly over the last 4 years since I've worked here.
Well, and then I did a Stuff from the Future podcast this week. It's one of our video podcasts. It is out.
Awesome. Tell them everybody about it real quick.
Stuff from the Future. It's a podcast where someone just muses on something for about 5 minutes on what it might be like.
Okay.
Mine was personal communication, and my point that I was making is that people are not communicating the same way since the advent of the smartphone. They're not even talking on the phone as much because of texting. They're not talking face-to-face, and what does that mean? 100 years down the road, are people going to be freaked out having when someone drops by their house and knocks on the door, or when someone...
I'm already close to that point.
Or when somebody has a personal eye-to-eye confrontation with you.
I'm right there, buddy. I'm the future. You're looking at it.
So I argue that all you see nowadays are the tops of people's heads instead of eyes. All you see is people looking down all the time, everywhere.
Yeah.
And that we're not flexing. We can't remember anything. We don't have the opportunity to remember something we used to know and flexing those deep memory muscles because you can hardly get the word out who was that someone before someone has looked it up and told you who it was.
Cato Kaelin.
So there's no more tip of the tongue experiences. There's no more deep memory, but we're flexing different parts of our brain, like how to use my thumbs to type.
Right.
So I think making us stupider.
So that's your summation?
Well, I mean, it's certainly changing things, and I don't know if it's for the better. I mean, we have immediacy of information, but...
The way Strickland took it was that Carr was saying, like, we're taking our need to keep this information. And I know he made this point in this article.
Uh-huh.
But, like, we had to know the right answer to something before, we had to know it. And now we don't have to know it because we have a repository that anybody can access through their phone now to go get the answer. So it's like a giant collective brain that we're coming to rely on.
Exactly. But what happens when that brain malfunctions or that brain is being fed certain information?
That's false.
That's false or that's, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be like 1984.
Or
but
dumbed down.
Net neutrality, if the government gets more involved and all of a sudden, I mean, look at what's already going on in China. They're being fed specific information.
Right.
And that could one day be our truth in reality.
Man, that was heavy.
Dystopian.
Yeah. With my concern about it, it's kind of closer to yours, but it's more that like, my brain is literally being restructured physically through plasticity, that instead of being able to absorb something deeply, I'm just getting the bits of information I need out of something very quickly. And then, you know, when that brings up another question, I just open a new tab, search for that question, start putting stuff together. So I'm able to connect seemingly disparate ideas into a third hybrid idea.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm not necessarily getting it that, you know, when something clicks, things don't click anymore.
But those are such beautiful moments.
When they do click?
The tip of the tongue moments when you finally think of that thing, it's such a rewarding experience, and that's going away to a large degree.
Yeah, when things just clicking when you know it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like what you're saying isn't clicking.
No, what I'm saying is like the tip of the tongue moment, like when you can't think of something like, oh, what was it? What was it? And when you finally think of it two hours later, it's so great.
Yeah.
But that can't happen anymore because some dummy won't even give you the chance to think of it.
It says here it was Jackie Chan.
We actually at Max FunCon at the after party in Hodgman's room, it was about 12 folks hanging out, and he said, this is a Google-free evening. He said, no one touch your phone.
Yeah.
Leave it in your pocket. And we spent 3 hours talking, and many things came up that people were like, oh, what was that? What was that? And it was like
no one like drowned or
no, anything. It was like the old days 6 years ago when you would have these awesome conversations and not be able to think of something and be like, oh man. And then the next day you would see one of those people and say, dude, I thought of what that was. And I don't know. I think the smartphones are ruining things in a lot of ways.
Yeah. There's a lot of problems.
They're not connecting people. Like, they're kind of putting up walls in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
As they also connect. It's a conundrum.
I read something once. I think we should end on this. There's a rule of thumb out there that it's basically etiquette on when you can use your phone in a social situation, where I feel like if you follow it, you can still be a normal person. But if you wouldn't pull out a crossword puzzle and start doing it in a social situation, you shouldn't pull out your phone.
Right.
It's